about this. All right, this is about the Battle of Gettysburg. All right,
Okay. All
our
right.
Union was saved by the immortal heroes at Gettysburg. Gettysburg, what an unbelievable battle that was. The Battle of Gettysburg. What an unbelievable. I mean, it was so much and so interesting and so vicious and horrible and so beautiful in so many different ways. It represented such a big portion of the success of this country.
Is this Trump?
Gettysburg.
Is this a Trump? You're reading a Trump
Gettysburg.
excerpt.
Gettysburg. Wow. I go to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, to look and to watch. And the statement of Robert E. Lee, who's no longer in favor. Did you ever notice that? No longer in favor. Never fight uphill, me boys. Never fight uphill.
No fucking way, he said me boys.
They were fighting uphill. He said, wow, that was a big mistake. He lost his great general, and they were fighting. Never uphill, me boys. But it was too late.
Holy shit, dog. That boy got away with words, dog. That boy Trump should write his own fucking Bible, dog. I love
This is Friends Party in Hell.
That fool said, I'm above average. I mean, I ain't no Ron Jeremy or nothing.
Hey, stay with me, man. Stay with me.
I mean, you
Thank
can stop right
you.
there. That's horrible.
You hear that, Netflix? You hear that? Also, give us a shout.
I have no idea what I'm talking about most of the time,
The only podcast approved by the Vatican. That's the American spirit right there. You weren't expecting that, were you? This is Friends Party in Hell, and I'm joined today with my good buddy Anthony. And this is the only podcast that believes the moon landing was real. All right, we're not like these other podcasts out here that believe us, unless you think it's a conspiracy. I don't know, actually. I'm gonna open a can of worms here.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Oh
So like I said, I don't know.
no!
I don't know, man. There's been lots of credible evidence on both sides, I think, of the moon land, of the moon landing. We're not talking flat Earth or anything like that. We're just the moon landing. There's a lot of credible evidence on both sides. That's it. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. What's up,
Oh
bro? What's
man,
up? What's
what
up?
up, dude? I'm gonna spend an entire hour explaining to you why I think the moon landing was real. All right, now first,
Let's, yeah.
we're gonna get into the physics of it all, Anthony. So,
No,
in
no,
order
no,
to, in
no. Okay.
order, we're gonna start at World War II.
Okay,
Post
sure.
post World War II, Anthony. No, no,
Did
no.
they have cameras? Did they have cameras during World War II? Film cameras and stuff?
They
You're a film
yeah,
guy.
they did.
They did? All right, point
Yes.
one
Have you
for
never?
moon land, moon landing being fake. That's point one for the moon landing being done on a set. Right? Now, during
Oh,
World War One, did they
I thought
also
you were
have
gonna say.
the ability to make? Go ahead.
No, I thought you were gonna say, oh, we have recordings to prove that we did things, but you're saying the complete opposite. See, that's how
I'm
conspiracies
saying the
work.
complete opposite.
That's
Yeah.
how conspiracies work. See,
Yeah.
just that you can just spin anything in your favor.
Take whatever facts you want and then just kind of massage them until they fit
Massage
your
them until
narrative.
they fit your narrative. Exactly right.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
How
The
are
only
you,
podcast that
broski?
massages narratives. I'm good, man. I'm tired, bro, but all in all pretty good. Had a nice weekend following the beef, the big three, Drake,
Oh, yes, yeah.
Kendrick Lamar, and now Kanye's entered the chat. Chris Brown dropping fucking diss tracks for us. Fucking King crazy out
I
there
know
now.
that was good. I wanted to bring that up because I'm like, well, how much have you gotten? Because obviously now that I know, like, since you kind of loop me in, now I'm like, okay, well, what's happening? And then I saw there's a and I saw like, where did that come from?
I don't even know.
There's a Kanye thing now.
Yeah,
I think you can you
Kanye
hear
jumped
the
on
can
the
you hear the
like
ambulance?
that remix.
Yes, yeah. Did you hear the
Yeah,
whole thing?
here. The ambulance, the police back there
No,
coming to arrest
no,
you for
no,
talking
no.
shit
Sorry,
about
it's not.
Kanye?
Yeah, no. The like, what is it called? Like that?
Oh, the like that? Yeah, I heard it. I don't like it.
Yeah, 'cause it's not
You
a
know, when
diss
that
track.
dropped, I think it's not, and I'm gonna be honest, bro. As soon as that like that dropped, I was like, I'm out. I don't care about this beef no more.
Oh
I
wow.
don't care.
That's what took you out
Like,
of it?
I don't know. Yeah, it's that's what took me out of it. And I mean, again, I'm a pretty big Drake hater. I am, and I can appreciate his music, but I'm a hater. The only person that trumps that for me is Kanye, I think, in the hip-hop world. So as soon as Kanye became involved, I'm like, I'm just not interested in another Kanye Drake fucking slap fest, bro. I'm over it. I'll wait for God Kendrick to drop, and then maybe I'll be rekindled.
Did you what do you think about the AI though? What do you think about the AI? Because I saw you posted on Twitter, and you got a conversation going. And I don't know if it was with that post. You posted something that got some traction going with everything that's going on. But what do you think about the AI shit? Because that's so lame. I mean, my personal, it's super lame. Like, why? And Snoop Dogg's alive, so I don't even know why that was an option for you. It doesn't make any sense to me.
It doesn't. It's lame and it's cute at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's lame for sure. But if you're talking about a petty, messy beef, then it's also kind of funny. I'll give him that. It's funny, but it's fucking like you said, so Tupac is dead. You want 2013, 2012, didn't they bring Tupac out on stage, you know, Coachella or some shit like that? He was a hologram or whatever. And everybody lost their minds for like a week, and then after that everybody was like, wait, that was kind of fucking lame. That was real lame that they did that. And then they never did it again, because we all collectively decided, hey, bringing hologram Tupac out on stage is kind of like, let the man rest. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's cringe. It's gross. But now Drake's doing it and everybody loves it and everybody's, oh, it's so great. But I think the bigger implication for this is, what's going to happen now that the biggest artist, the biggest like hip hop artist in the world is co-signing using AI without crediting, featuring, or paying artists? Because like you said, Snoop Dogg is alive. So he got Snoop Dogg on the track and he's not paying Snoop. Snoop's not credited. So what does that mean for everybody else? Because for me, what that means is I can start a rap career tomorrow and drop a song and have Drake featured on it with no problems. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're creatives. We get paid in the creator space.
I also know that his company is suing, and I don't know who exactly, but I know they're suing because I don't know, a couple months ago there was a verse that came out that was a Drake verse, and it was all AI, and it did really well. Like, I mean, it got like crazy traction. I can't remember which one, but I'm sure you heard. It was like one of the first ones that when people were fucking with AI like that, and they were like, oh wow, like you can actually make a dope song, and it's not even the artist. So I know that his company or whatever, or his label is suing them.
See?
So for him to turn around and use it, I think he's not against it. I think he's just against not making money off of it.
That's what I'm saying. It's going to be interesting to see where this takes us, right? Yeah. Because again, we're creatives. We work in a creative space. We get paid in a creative space. What happens when the powers that be, the people that actually sign paychecks, starts to realize that, hey, we can just use AI to facilitate a lot of the things that these celebrities, these stars, these people that we were paying to do them, we can, you know, and this has already been a conversation for people like us who are on the lower end of fucking creativity, you know, creative works, right? We get paid to film stuff. We get paid to write things. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then you get the celebrities that we get paid to film things, write things for. Now the celebrities are fucking using AI. Bro, that's just going to cut us out completely. So for now, it's going to be us. But eventually the celebrities are going to start getting hit too, because, you know, K-Dot, He's not innocent in all this. He has a video where he has AI or deep fake faces where he's doing the Heart Five or whatever he did, where he looks like Jussie Smollett and he looks like fucking Kobe or whatever. All that. That's going to take work away from you and me, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, if AI can just do what we're doing, it's going to take work away from us first, but eventually you won't need Drake or Kendrick in a video, because Kendrick showed us that you can just fucking AI somebody's face over your face and it looks great. And Drake has shown us that you can just fucking AI somebody's voice over your voice and it sounds like them. So eventually there's going to be Drake videos, Drake's off in Turks and Caicos somewhere, videos dropping every 20 minutes, bro. It's going to be ridiculous, dog. And we're all going to have to. That, to me, is the end of the world. That's the signal. That's the rapture, bro. Take me, dog. Get me the fuck out of here. A Drake video every 20 minutes, dog? Just shoot me now, bro.
Fuck that. The one thing I really, really didn't like about that stuff is that that one particular drop date, the song that he dropped, was that the flow and the, even though it sounded like these guys, it's not, it's like you can, it just, they would never rap like that. It just was so, it wasn't well done either. Like, it wasn't done well. Like, it wasn't, I was just like, okay, well, that's not, that he would never say. That doesn't even, no. It's like the cadence is all weird. And I was like, man, I don't like it.
It's awkward. It was clunky. Like, Tupac with Drake's flow. I'm glad Tupac was not alive to hear that, dog. It was absolutely gross.
No, he is. He's on an island somewhere. He heard
it. Is he? I hope he comes back then. You better come back for this shit, dog. Nah, dog. I was just trying to chill. I gotta come back, though, and let niggas know I don't fuck with Drake like that, dog.
No, the last thing I want to touch about it, because it's something I've said before. And it's really funny, because I remember Jarvis saying, he said, you shouldn't fuck with people like that because they have more money or whatever the case. He said something along those lines of like, it's not good to talk shit like that or whatever. And I definitely ignored it because I remember, or he just didn't want to be a part of it. Cause I remember one of the earlier podcasts I was like talking about Drake and I've been proven right that there's something about him that everyone fucking hates. And the Tupac thing specifically, he has a line there about being into minors. And he's trying to get ahead of it. He's trying to get ahead of the curve. So he's trying to lessen the blow that if someone comes out with that line.
Bro, that shit is corny. It's whack. And all the Drake sexuals out there is fucking eating this shit up. Like, oh, yeah, you must have heard it in the Joe Biden podcast. So it makes it real. It's like, nah, nigga, we've seen documented proof. That's how we know. Are y'all just turning a blind eye to this shit? Yeah. Not saying one way or another that the man's a pedophile, but he has had some weird behavior surrounding him. There's actually a video that earlier this week, when I still cared about it, I was compiling shit to do a part two. But there's
I was gonna give you a compliment. I'll tell you. So I went out. I don't even know. Last week I was out and about, and I also have my my chats and like in on my phone. And there's a couple people that told me that they had no clue about like all the intricacies of this until they heard you on the podcast. So it was really cool that you put it together and actually informed people that of everything that was going on. So that was really funny. I'm mentioning it to you now. I should have mentioned to you in private, but I'm telling you now. It was pretty funny. Oh, they're like, cool. I learned all this shit because of what Anthony was saying. I was like, really? Like, so did I, because I didn't know shit about it either. I was learning in real time as he was telling me everything. So you have a video. Tell me what it's about.
That's crazy. Well, I appreciate that, everyone who... I was going to do that again. I was going to go through and talk about all the ins and outs of why him doing the Tupac thing was lame and why, you know, all that stuff. I was going to go through all of it. Because here's my thing. This is where I'm fitting into this, I think. I'm fitting into all this because... I'm a Kendrick Lamar fan. I am, but I'm not a Kendrick Lamar dick writer. I just don't like the Drake dick writers. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like they keep saying weird shit, and it's like, no, man. Like you have to be open to all of the possibilities of this, right? You have to be open to the fact that maybe, based on some of the shit that Drake has done, it might be okay to say, hey, man, what's up with your relationship with young girls? Not saying that he is in relationships with young girls. Just saying, hey, you move kind of weird around young girls. All right. Yeah, anyway, so this is the video that I wanted to play because I think it was funny. Uh-oh.
So you We're tried to avoid this, but I brought it up.
Here we
so
go now... again. It's just going to be this one video. It's just going to be this. I'm not.
And
going,
we'll
I'm
move
not
on.
Spend
we'll move
too
on
much
after
time
this.
Going into this. It's just going to be this one, and then we'll move on. Yeah, I promise.
What about your relationship with Drake? Tell me about your friendship. How did this all come about?
I love him. I met him in Australia, and he's honestly so fantastic and a great friend and a great role model. You know, we just text each other the other day, and he was like, I miss you so much. I was like, I miss
you.
All right,
you can stop it now.
He's
That's
coming
it. That's
to Atlanta, so I'm
evidence.
Definitely
going
to go see him.
Else.
I'm so excited.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
What advice does he give you? Like, what does he say?
About boys. He helps
Excuse me.
Me.
What?
Yeah. He's great. He's wonderful. I love
What's
him.
His advice
oh, does
you
it?
Know, that stays in the text messages.
Oh, this is like print boys, does he?
Bro,
no,
that's weird behavior.
That's weird, bro. Like, there really is no, there's no context outside of that justifies any of that for not being
None.
Really on some weird shit.
Because
there's
here's
just.
The thing.
Even if you play that celebrity card, yeah, where celebrities like no, is that what that means is that when you see her at events that you're at, you say hi and you're friendly because you're in person, and that's really cool because
yes.
like you are gonna have fans that are teenagers, which is totally fine.
Yeah, you are.
Like
yeah.
that duh, like a duh, but
yeah,
to
happens,
be
right?
texting
sure
on the sly, yeah, to be texting on the sly.
I miss you. I miss you so much, she said. He said to her. He texted her, I miss you so much, and she said, I miss you too. Now, here's the thing.
Weird.
Drake fans will say, oh, Millie Bobby Brown came out. The Drake sexuals, you know, the Drake sexuals will say, oh, Millie Bobby Brown came out herself and said.
Drake sexuals.
yeah. That they came, that, oh, she said that we're taking it out of context. And it's like, what? If you go back and look at that video was 5 years old. Millie Bobby Brown is 20 years old to this year. Which means she was 15, 14 years old when she said that bullshit. So you're telling me that a 14, 15-year-old saying, hey, you guys got it wrong about my relationship with this 31-year-old is mentally prepared enough to make that statement? Mentally developed enough to make the statement of, hey, I'm not being groomed. He's just a nice guy. That's what we're going with here. That's what the Drake sexuals are latching onto, is the fact that a 14-year-old discredited the rumors. It's like, no, bro. She also said, because if you're going to take that and be like, oh, well, she said, doesn't No. She also said, he texted me, I miss you. And I was 14 when he did that. You know what I'm saying? He was 31.
It's weirdo behavior. Plus, he dated an 18-year-old the second she turned 18. Or so he had this other thing. He does a lot of fuck shit. And you know what? On this podcast, we've been saying it from the fucking beginning. But we're going to move on, all right? We're going to move on.
Yeah, we're going to move on.
Wow. All right, look, there's a couple of things I want to show you real quick before we get into some of the videos. You know that I'm a big history buff, all right? I love history, Anthony. You know this about me.
Here we go.
You know this about me. I'm going to read you something, and I kind of want you to tell me kind of what you think of it, I guess. And it's like, it has to deal with history. So let me just get to the top of this. All right. This is about the Battle of Gettysburg. All right.
Okay.
Our union was saved by the immortal heroes at Gettysburg. Gettysburg, what an unbelievable battle that was. The Battle of Gettysburg. What an unbelievable. I mean, it was so much and so interesting and so vicious and horrible and so beautiful in so many different ways. It represented such a big portion of the success of this country.
Is
Gettysburg.
This Trump? Is this a Trump? You're reading
Gettysburg.
A
Gettysburg. Wow. I go to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania to look and to watch. And the statement of Robert E. Lee, who's no longer in favor. Did you ever notice that? No longer in favor. Never fight uphill, me boys. Never fight uphill.
No
they were
fucking way, me boys.
They were fighting uphill. He said, wow. That was a big mistake. He lost his great general, and they were fighting. Never uphill, me boys, but it was too late.
Holy shit, dog. That boy got away with words, dog. That boy Trump should write his own fucking Bible, dog. I love that.
You know, I've been in conversations where I've said, you know, he's a fucking idiot. or something like that.
Oh yeah.
And there's people that are, you know, they'll tell you that they'll vote for him, or they voted for him, or they like Trump or something, whatever. And they'll usually say, well, why is he an idiot? And all that kind of stuff. And it's that right there. What I just read, it's I'm not saying it to be like, to have no kind of substance in an insult. You know what I mean? Because you can, right. You could be like, oh, he's stupid. But is he? No. He's a fucking moron. He's like a proper idiot. And let me show you actually where I read this from too, because there's a double... so there's a kid who put this in as a book report and the teacher didn't know didn't know what it was referencing, and he got all these notes.
so what we're looking at is looks like double space, I'm gonna say college, that
or high school. It could be high school.
Or high school, I guess, yeah. Someone took, because it's not headed properly, so probably high school. But someone took this speech, transcribed it, and then turned it in as a paper on the Battle of Gettysburg, and got a straight up F. That shit is so red. It's what's red, white, and blue. I mean, tell me, what's the old joke? What's red, white, and black all over? This fucking essay. This essay is.
Oh, dude, that made me laugh when this kid turned it in as a book report. That shit is so.
It's genius, actually. It is pretty way great. Yeah, your thesis. That's a great. Your thesis it's is great. Trump is an idiot, and then you turn this in.
The best indicator, like, because there is such a thing as like watching someone speak and not. Like the comprehension skills could elude you. Like that is a very real thing. Also in reading, you could read something and not understand what the fuck you're reading. Like that's also a thing too. But for me, the funniest things is the transcripts of his talks are so fucking funny, because they're like illiterate talk. Like it's like the most insane. It's the most insane thing. It's so funny.
Make no sense. Yeah.
Moving on. I wanted to show you that shit made me laugh. Before we get into the videos, dude, I wanted to show you something, and I don't know if you could try to explain it to me. On this podcast, I'm always trying to seek the truth, always curious about everything, and what excites me the most is things that I don't know about the black experience in this country. There's things that I don't know, and I would say I know a lot, because I've been surrounded by my friends that I've experienced that side of the American diaspora. So
ooh, Anthony diaspora.
can you tell me what the hell this means?
I'll try. That means kitchen is fucking closed.
Well, hang on. So can you read it for me, please?
You're not black if you don't know what... If you're not black... Oh, my God, shit. I can't read. That's another way you know I'm black. I'm kidding. You're not black if you don't know what this light means. And it's the light over the stove. But it's not even the light that you got to be looking at here. What you're really looking at is how clean everything is, right? Mm-hmm. Everything's clean. That light means kitchen's closed, bro. It means you can come in here so you don't stub your toe. You can walk around if you need to, but you don't open shit up. Don't start cooking no food. grab your bag of chips or something simple. Get the fuck out of here. You know, do not dirty my fucking kitchen.
Wow. And that lesson today, kids, is a little thing I like to call Black in America.
Hang on, though. Am I right? Do you have?
I don't know. I'm not black. We don't do this. My mom doesn't.
Let's see.
Oh, go to the comments. Yeah. No, actually, fun fact. Of course, I did look at the comments after this. You just actually made me remember. Yes, that is what it means. Actually, do not go into the kitchen and fuck shit up.
Yeah, don't go fuck it up. That's all I mean. Yeah, straight up. Lights on, but the kitchen's closed. That's like, you know what it is? It's like when you drive past the Burger King and McDonald's and you see the light on inside and you're like, oh, it looks like they're still open. But then you get there and you're like, oh, no, they're still closed. They're actually closed. That's what that light is. That light is ambiance, dog. That's all that shit is. That light is for people outside to think that somebody's in the house doing something so they don't come in and rob the place.
That's hysterical, dude. Yeah. That's hysterical. Oh, my God. Well, I think it's time for a little bit of my algorithm. All right? Get ready for this.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Welcome. You've got
Rudy's algorithm.
Baby, it'll blow your mind.
All right, well, obviously, this is time for my algorithm. There is no context for these, none at all. So I'm going to play you the first one. Let's go.
All right, that's enough.
No. You're not laughing at me, are you?
She's right, I was not.
That's a form of meditation, releasing. It's a form of release. That's what that was. Okay, so enlighten yourself, Anthony. Don't be judgy.
Right? I'm not. I was going off of the meme title, which put it back up. Don't play it, please. Just put it back up. Just put it on meters. I just want to read the caption. I don't want to hear it.
Well, okay, yeah. So that you got to ignore that part. I mean, I guess that threw you off a little bit. That wasn't the point.
The point of it.
No,
oh,
that
okay,
wasn't the point.
When someone who is ridiculously attractive is in front of me, and then there's this lady... Right. With her mouth and her tongue.
Yeah.
I didn't get that.
You didn't like it.
Yeah, what was it? Like, I'll suck their dick? That little was?
I guess.
Hit me in my tonsils or whatever.
Put your dick in my mouth. That whole
or
thing.
If you're a man, I guess. Also put that your dick too, in my mouth. Yeah. It could be fine, I guess. I don't know.
Here's the next one.
David, I see everything I have to do.
Just gonna lob that off.
I shoot my fans like crazy. I'm going after it all day, every day. Good people. Drives 56 minutes, man, people.
Pooping your pants during a marathon. Yeah, it happens. Let's talk about it. First of all, 256 marathon, props to you. That's impressive. Let me know down in the comments if you'd poop in your pants to run a 256 marathon.
Yeah. And he goes on to explain why it's because your muscles, something or the other. No, yeah. I don't. One of the reasons I don't like to exercise. I don't want to run the risk of shitting my pants. All right.
Shitting your pants. Okay. So
what's worse, shitting your pants or staying healthy? You got to pick one.
I mean, staying healthy is pretty big. It's pretty high up there.
But
I
mean, okay. You want to shit your pants in front of everyone?
Yeah. So what? But here's the thing.
I couldn't stand that kind of
embarrassment. No, because anybody laughing at you is a slovenly piece of shit who's going to die early because they're unhealthy. Everybody else who exercises knows, oh, man, that dude walking down the street, he shit himself because he's peak physical condition. And they respect it. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, exactly. I didn't think about it in that way. Yeah, you're right. You're right about that.
Being on my workaholics, I got y'all back, bro.
drink that creatine or eat it, or I don't know what you do with it. But
creatine shit, that's a real thing. Creatine
there you
shit,
go.
You take the creatine, you work out, you feel like you got a shit, so you want to make sure you don't leave the gym or wherever you're working out before you take that shit, because that creatine shit, especially the first like one or two, They hit like a Mack truck, bro. See, all now right. I'm demonstrating an insider knowledge of using creatine. You see?
Okay, Mack.
Yes. Yeah. All right.
Listen to all the women out here. The guy with the muscles, he constantly shits himself, all right? So is that what you want? I don't know. I don't know. But look, this next video, this is a special video for a friend of ours who is really invested in this story. This is an actual story that's happening in the world right now, and there's very few, if any, solutions to this issue. And
who's in control right now, you or the monkeys?
We are trying to control them, even if they're trying to control us.
They have become hungrier and more aggressive, and they have scared the tourists away too.
These are the monkeys of Lopburi. They're smart, nimble, brazen, and hungry. Gangs of rival macaques have taken over the city, with some attacking people. The police are so worried about alpha male aggression, they've set up a special unit to scare them off, armed with wooden slingshots.
I've just been told that the monkey this man is trying to get is known as Krupala, which means gym teacher. So called because he keeps stealing students' belongings, but he's proving pretty tricky to catch.
He was fittingly agile, but another on the most wanted list slipped into view.
He picked up the dart.
The shot is only the start. The monkey pulls out the tranquilizer, chewing it like a toy. They're still, for now, his playground.
Gangster.
Primates running rings round their potential captors.
Love it.
Some take the bait more easily.
Oh, what a dumb
they will all be
monkey.
Taken to a temporary shelter.
Let me tell you, though. What this is creating is smarter monkeys because they're adapting to all the traps that they don't. They're evolving. Yeah. They're evolving.
Oh, 100%.
Sterilized before being released to other more suitable areas.
Are there not more humane ways to deal with these monkeys?
We sterilize them to decrease their population and then relocate them. There are many ways we treat them humanely.
The earlier dart has finally kicked in. And the team can retrieve an alleged troublemaker, now heavily sedated.
Lock him up.
His really friends took him watch like a anxiously.
Really are.
Look at his homies are, his homies are
unconscious. The monkey would hide and then snatch my daughter's milk bottle and snacks, Bunya Porn told me. The monkeys have long been a symbol of local culture.
That monkey was flossing.
Drawing in tourists to feed them.
Flossing on the monkeys. That monkey was flossing all day.
The Royal Thai Army will also join.
Flossing on the niggas, dog. Got your milk carton, bitch. I love it. I love everything about that, dog. Bring those monkeys to America.
Can you imagine a town in America that has rolling gangs of monkeys?
Monkey of gangs. Monkeys, dog. You let some Republicans tell it. They'd be like, yeah, I know that town. I know that town fucking well. And if you're not careful, it'll happen to your town. Fucking bullshit, dog.
Hey. That was... That was cheese sauce. That was perfect. Perfect. All right. Well, look, moving on. If you didn't guess who that video was for, it's for a good friend, Jarvis, who always sends me updates on this monkey problem. He tells me, he's been reporting on this for a minute, as he tells me, his sources say that this happened after COVID.
Because everyone we were gone for a minute.
When everyone was locked in, they took over.
They took over the Planet of the Apes. No, I'm telling you, bro. We need one more pandemic, though. We need one more pandemic. One more to completely change the face of what life looks like on this planet. No, we need just one more.
A real good one. A real good one.
A good one. A real fucking barn burner.
A real good one that actually shows on your face when you're sick. And that kills you pretty fast.
Pretty quickly. So, yeah. Unfortunately, that's not the way viruses work. You know, they stick around for a while because they want to get to other people. But it would be nice. It would be nice for a real, like, One that's gonna attack people you don't care about, right? One that's gonna attack people that
let's preface
like,
that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's you want people that like do things like oh
that one coworker that nobody likes.
I don't believe in pronouns. It's like yes, you do believe in pronouns because you use them all the time, right? Like those people. People that say shit like that should immediately catch this virus. Like, and you know they will. And that's the video.
Oh yes, you know they actually will. They're prime for it.
Primates. Exactly.
Well, look, this next video is it's just like I really like wholesome older people using the internet because they don't know how. And it's always pretty funny, but they give it a go.
Yeah.
Bagels for breakfast this morning. But you know what else I do? I put cucumbers on top of my bagel. So I'll put this jalapeno cream cheese on. Sorry. And then...
What the fuck?
Sorry. And then...
What the hell do with not knowing how to use the internet, bro?
I don't know what I don't know what that has to do with making a cream cheese bagel, but she wanted to show you, I guess.
You,
I don't know.
You noticed that she was dressed in workout attire, right? She was about to shit herself. Is what it was. She was healthy.
There you go. See?
Yeah, she was just showing how healthy she was. She was like, "All right, that
look,
wasn't one."
Look,
also
if
one.
You if you pay attention to this podcast, everything connects. All right. Link. If we go back to the moon landing, all the way to shit in your pants.
Yeah.
It was you can there's a chain there. A,
there's
B,
a chain
C,
from mental gymnastics to actual gymnastics.
Bing bang boom.
There it is.
Look, we talked about on this podcast once where we thought about like if we would ever do stand-up comedy. I don't know if you remember that conversation.
Vaguely.
It was we talked about like how do we see comedy and would
oh,
we
like Jarvis. We talked about Jarvis doing
right,
it.
Right. He, yeah, like, yeah, he, yeah, should, yeah. He should. Right, right. Yeah, mm-hmm. Sure. Well, this is a stand-up comic pretty much shooting for the stars, making his dream happen.
He had rolled through the pavement, and when he saw his sister, she was like, "Who ate the chicken?"
What the fuck you mean? Nigga, that shit real. Fuck you talking about?
Yeah, I know. So I got down, came through that motherfucker. Everybody, oh my god, oh my god. Fuck y'all too, lame man.
I don't get money though. Fuck you, time out.
Hey, you gotta laugh at the end, though. He found a way to get his laugh.
He did.
True comedians find a way to get their laugh.
True comedians, they never give up on the joke. They'll work it until they get it. If that was the actual bit, though, that was the actual bit, is 100% genius. The actual bit. If that's right. The actual bit, yeah.
Just fucking.
But
die
I don't know. It seemed at the end that was the bit.
It did, right?
The end.
It did.
At
a
the
little
end.
Bit. Like, fuck y'all. Don't
but
get
who
money.
Knows?
He's walking around. He started walking through the crowd and all that stuff, doing a little crowd work. I remember. No, I remember, and I've been wanting you to remember, or at least remember the name of the comic for a long time. You told me about a comic that you saw one time,
yes,
who went on stage and bombed
so hard.
Yeah, can you tell a little bit? Just tell the story.
Yeah, yeah.
I know it's a quick
yeah,
one, but...
yeah. No, it was. I wish I did, bro. I really wish I did.
I want the name of this guy so bad.
He comes on. It was an amateur night, and he comes on, and the host. Warned that this guy was different. That's all he said. He's like, he's different. So he comes on and it's this really chubby dude, super monotone, won't look up, his long hair, and he's just talking to the mic and just jokes and not working. It's just not, dude, no one laughs. It's super quiet. It's the first time I felt like the awkwardness of how hard it is to get on stage and tell a joke, you know? and he was just fucking eating shit, man. And then he just sits down on the edge of the stage. He sits down, his legs are dangling, and he kind of just pauses. And then he throws himself back and starts convulsing. Really just out of nowhere. It was just like, what the fuck is going on, right? And he's convulsing. He's like, And then he sits back up, and then he goes, so my dad doesn't think I should keep doing comedy. And then everyone just starts laughing hysterically. And he ends it with that. And then he walks off. He killed. He killed. He murdered so hard, man. And so I'm thinking that was the whole bit. The whole bit was that.
Yeah.
And it would, dude, I laughed it was really one of the, he was the highlight. Out of all the comics that night, he's the one I remember the most.
You know what I mean?
Even though the rest were really funny, but he stood out.
Different approach, different, you know, and maybe that's what this guy was doing here, because
it was too
like, what are you talking about? And if people in the crowd, if you heard somebody in the background go, what? And that's when you know you got them right where you want them.
God damn, that shit was funny. Guys, don't give up. If anyone's listening that wants to be a stand-up comic, don't give up on your dreams. All right?
Don't do that.
Go for it. Shoot for the stars.
Call your friend, start a podcast, and then see where that
see where that goes.
Baby steps.
The last thing I wanted to show you, we don't really, sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. We try to stay away from politics on this podcast, but when we do, we're not shy. We don't shy away from what we think and what we feel, all right? And I want to show you this video, okay?
Okay.
First cousin marriage will probably be illegal soon in Tennessee, but not without a fight.
Yeah, a Republican lawmaker defends cousin marriages today after saying his grandparents were first cousins.
State Capitol reporter Chris O'Brien has more details on the unusual bill.
Currently legal for two first cousins to marry in Tennessee, but soon that will likely change.
First cousins in the state of Tennessee, You can't marry first cousins. We're not going to allow that in this day and age.
Thursday, the General Assembly passed a bill banning marriage between
descendants of he's not wrong.
No.
But I think the fact that he had to say it was something he wasn't planning on that day.
That fool woke up in the morning, never saw that coming, that he would have to denounce cousin fucking. First cousin fucking, dog. That's absolutely ridiculous. speaking of first cousins, Rudy, you fucked my cousin, remember? I'm gonna bring that up every time we talk about cousins, by the way.
I fucked your cousin.
Yeah.
Who was your cousin?
We'll talk about it after the podcast. See, that makes me even more angry.
What? You don't even remember? What?
Okay.
What?
Yeah, you got words. You need to have some words. Yes, man. Yes.
Stop fucking with me, man.
Okay, we'll talk about it.
It's a cousin I didn't know was your cousin?
No, you were at my fucking house when she was there.
I don't know. I never did anything with any family member.
Either you both lied to me, and I'm just finding out now. Maybe you thought it was funny to rope her in on some kind of joke, but it was a Kia. She drove a Kia. Her parents drove a Kia.
No. It did not happen.
Okay, so then maybe, because I heard it from both of you. I'll talk to her. I'll see what's up. I'll get back to you. I'm gonna try to get a recording of her telling me what happened, and then we'll talk about it later.
All right, talk about it. All right, let's go back. Go for it.
Grandparent. Currently, the law only outlaws.
No, and you know what? You know what about this? Look, I've been in such it's really annoying, and it's gonna sound so scummy, it's gonna sound so douchey, but I've been in a ton, and by a ton I say a couple, maybe like five, but that's more than fucking enough, man, where girls say that they have sex with dudes and they don't. I've had that experience one too many times, bro, and I don't know why they do that.
Hold on.
And I don't know why they do that.
Hey, bro, I'm not about to sit here and try to talk for women or anything like that, but let's not act like that is a problem in the fucking general.
No, it's that no.
Are, that women are running around lying on their dick, dog.
No, it's a Rudy problem. It's a Rudy problem.
You're dude, you're the only man in the world. You're the only man in the world who women lie and say, hey, I dog. Killed this guy when they really did it.
No. Yes, dog, it's happened to me. No, and let me explain to you how it's happened and why it's happened, I think. All right? Okay. Why I think. First of all, if I'm lying, I'm dying. And talk to Jarvis about the one girl that he knows specifically that told him that we have something and it's not true. And he told me, he's like, yo. I heard
this from both of you, though. This wasn't just the her telling me things.
But it's true.
You told me first, and then I went to her and confirmed it because I thought you were fucking with me. So this isn't just the my cousin's lying on her dick thing. This is maybe you guys.
I said that I did.
It would be funny. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Maybe you guys thought it would be funny, and you told her to tell me whatever. I'm not sure.
That sounds like. It sounds like teenager me though. It sounds like teenager.
It does. Yeah. That's why I've been trying. I
think that's what happened, because if I don't remember at all, that means it didn't happen.
Okay, I'm
you know what I mean?
I'm on, like, I mean, at all. If you're lying to me right now, I'm willing to believe it.
No, I'm not lying at all.
Cool. Well, yeah.
I'm just the children of a grandparent. The bill passed unanimously in the Senate and drew support from most Republicans in the House.
Most.
But not all of them.
There's an additional risk, but it's not as significant as some might otherwise be led to believe.
Brentwood Republican Representative Gino Bolso filed an amendment to protect cousin marriage if couples see a genetic counselor.
Obviously, the way he did it, we didn't agree with, and so his amendment failed.
God. So, I just want to get this clear. Legal rights to abortion, no.
Not on the table.
Not on the table. Well, fucking your cousin. Absolutely.
On the table.
Yeah, fucking your cousin on the table is on the table.
Look, I know.
Pride as a species.
Dude, look, I'm not going to sit here and defend the Democratic parties of this country, because it's obvious that it's a failure of this system, all right? Mm-hmm. But that being said, there is a side that really does a lot of fuck shit more consistently than another side, and that's just math, guys. When one side is five and one side is one, you know which side is doing the most. All right, and that's my lesson on politics in America, Anthony.
Jesus Christ, I just don't understand. Why would you even want to fuck your cousin?
There are some hot cousins. There is some hot cousins out there. It's happened.
Cousins are hot, sure. Other people are not. Never your own. Other people's cousins are hot all the time. I see lots of hot cousins. I'm sure that the really attractive girl that I saw yesterday was somebody's cousin. I'm sure she was somebody's cousin, bro.
Look, I can't relate because all my cousins are ugly as fuck. I can't relate because all my cousins look like footheads.
I'm not. Hey. Your family has a distinct look for sure. Hey, I don't mean that in a bad way.
Yeah, you did. You're still mad that you thought I fucked your cousin. That's why you insulted my family like that.
I am, and I'm sorry. I'm just going to say that now. I'm sorry. All of Rudy's family. I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. That was misplaced anger. That was misplaced for sure. You're all actually very attractive people. You really are.
Not what I said. That's not what I don't stand by that. But I do love my family, and I do love you. No matter how much you insult me, no matter how much you hate me, Anthony, I still love you. Because I meet people where they're at. I don't love you because the way you make me feel. I love you because of
gymnastics.
I love you because of who you are. Okay, Anthony? Okay. And don't you forget it. Okay. Thanks for everyone that's listened. Thank you again for all the comments and the likes. It's been really awesome always seeing someone brand new or some of our old consistent ones chiming into what we have to say. This is Friends Farting in Hell, and I just want to say goodbye the proper way. Goodbye, guys.
Peace.
Where our union was saved by the immortal heroes at Gettysburg. Gettysburg, what an unbelievable battle that was, the Battle of Gettysburg. What an unbelievable, I mean, it was so much and so interesting and so vicious and horrible and so beautiful in so many different ways. It represented such a big portion of the success of this country. Gettysburg, wow. I go to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania to look and to watch. And the statement of Robert E. Lee, who's no longer in favor. Did you ever notice that? No longer in favor. Never fight uphill, me boys. Never fight uphill. They were fighting uphill. He said, wow, that was a big mistake. He lost his great general. And they were fighting. Never fight uphill, me boys. But it was too late.